Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to focus on all the Star Wars action figure announcements which were made during this morning's live stream by Hasbro on the Hasbro Pulse YouTube channel. So let's do it. All right, so first of all, I have to say that I was really surprised that not only that they held a live stream this morning, but also at the amount of figures which they have either shown or pipeline revealed. And there were a lot of them. And for the retro collection, I counted 7 figures. For TVC, I counted 12. And for Black Series, I counted 11 figures announced. So let's talk about the retro collection first, because there was also the toy line which they started out with. And they announced an entire wave, actually, of retro figures coming to the line based on the Ahsoka TV series. And they announced Ahsoka, Sabine, Hera, Chopper, Morgan Elsbeth, HK-87, and the Inquisitor Morak. And this is a really good lineup. I think they cover a lot of ground with that, with the exception, of course, of the two Sith, and, of course, the main antagonist was also not announced with Grand Admiral Thrawn. So we have to wait and see what they'll do about those figures, but hopefully they'll go back and finish that. But I thought this was a pretty surprising announcement, because when it comes to retro, we are kind of behind a little, because we're still waiting for the wave of the Book of Boba Fett figures, which should be out any day now. That's a wave of figures where they didn't take any pre-orders for, and those are not listed on any of the websites out there. And so those should be dropping any day, though. So I'm pretty sure that we'll see those in September or October, but yeah, so we're still waiting for those. But then they've also put up for pre-order an entire wave of the Return of the Jedi figures on Hasbro Pulse. Remember that one? That's the one that has Mon Mothma in it, and the Gamorrean Guard, and Emperor's Royal Guard, and those figures. So we know those are coming. Plus, they've pipeline revealed an entire wave of retro for the Phantom Menace that's going to be out in the spring. And now we also have this wave of Ahsoka figures. So they are definitely going heavier on retro. So it seems to be working well for them. And I'm glad. I like this line of figures. You know, I've mentioned it on a podcast several times before, but I think that for retro, I really want them to dive into the figures that Kenner never made during the original run, like the Sand Troopers with all their different shoulder pauldrons, Rebel Fleet Troopers, Han Stormtrooper, some Rebel Technicians. Give us Big Starklighter and Wedge Antilles in their X-Wing pilot outfits. Give us a Luke Ceremonial jacket. Those kinds of figures, you know, that's what I want to see in the retro line. And I'm hoping that at some point they'll at least give us one wave of those figures per year, because so far it's slim picking after 4 years of retro. I think we have three or four figures to show for, and that's just not enough. But anyways, all those retro collection figures from Ahsoka look really nice. They're colorful, and they scream toys at me, and that's what I really dig about this. My favorite out of all of them has to be Chopper, which has the stickers on the front, just like the original figures back in the days, and that turned out really well. So, well done, Hasbro. That looks really, really good. All right, so that's it for retro, though. Let's talk about the Black Series line next. And for the Black Series, we had a bunch of leaks, which I talked about on the previous episode of the podcast as well. But today they officially showed those figures off, and that includes Chopper, Ezra Bridger, the Inquisitor Mauroc again, HK-87, Professor Huyang, Morgan Elsbeth, and those were the figures which they showed. But they also pipeline revealed a few figures with the Hammerhead, Moma Nadon basically, and then also a multi-pack with R5-D4 and 3 Pit Droids. So let's take a closer look at all of them, starting out with Chopper. And Chopper is a bit of a head-scratcher because they released this same figure in 2019 in the basic assortment in the black and red boxes. Then they repackaged him in the mural line, where they have all the Star Wars Rebels figures lined up, and he's part of the mural. And now they're re-releasing the figure a third time, but not in Ahsoka packaging, but in Star Wars Rebels packaging, which makes absolutely no sense to me, because the figure hasn't changed. It's the same figure. So why just change the packaging if, especially with Star Wars Rebels, where we only have 7 or 8 figures in this lineup so far, and then if you repackage that again, but just change the mural on the side of the packaging, that feels weird, honestly. I really think they should have put this in Ahsoka packaging. They're also doing Ezra Bridger from Ahsoka, which we haven't really seen properly so far. He's only shown up as a hologram, but we might see him tonight, so who knows. But the figure does look good, comes with the blaster, comes with his green lightsaber, and it's a good looking Black Series figure. The standout out of all of them, together with Huyang, who I talk about in a second, is the Inquisitor. Mauroc turned out really well. That looks amazing. I'm not so sure about the paint application that he has, because he did look, I think he looked more of a one color in the TV show, but I have to go back and check that out. But he does have some orange highlights on him, which I'm not sure if they're accurate to the show, but the figure does look great. You can take the soft goods off of him, or you can hang it just off of one shoulder, which is cool. And then you have the double-bladed red lightsaber, which you can also attach to his back. And that's something that we've seen with a lot of the Inquisitors that they released from the Kenobi TV series, where you could also do that. So this is a really nice looking Inquisitor figure. Then they're doing HK-87, which is painted up in all red and in black. The figure looks very simple, quite honestly. There is no dirt on it, and the bright red colors, I think, are a bit overdone on this one. I think the character in the TV show looked a lot more subdued when it comes to the color tone, so not really feeling this. And the sculpt itself is identical to the HK droid, which they have already released, so this is just a repaint basically, which means it's a good figure, just that the paint does look a bit off. And then besides Mauroc, the other standout in the figures that they've shown is Professor Huyang to me. I've actually went back and rewatched that Clone Wars episode where he is seen for the first time. And in that show, in that episode, he does have a backpack with additional arms on it that he uses to pull out lightsabers and open drawers and stuff like that. And I'm happy to see that they've implemented that detail into the Black Series figure. And this, to me, is a cool release, a day one purchase. And I'm very happy that they're making this in the Black Series line. And I'm very sad they did not announce it for the 3¾-inch vintage collection, unfortunately. And then the next figure here is Morgan Elspeth. The figure does look like the character in the show, so I can't really blame Hasbro for that, but it is a very, very simplistic, very simple-looking Black Series figure. And this, to me, has written clearance all over it, or markdowns, or deals, or what have you. I think this one, for a lot of people, is not going to be a day-one purchase, especially not at almost $30 now. It's also very light when it comes to the accessories. I think there's the Beskar staff is included here, but no other trinkets, nothing really. So again, it's a good looking figure, but just feels very, very simple. And then again, about the pipeline reveals, they are doing a Hammerhead from A New Hope. And, I bet you that's just a repaint of the one that they've just done for Galaxy's Edge of Doc Ondar. But that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing, because Doc Ondar turned out really well. And so I'm looking forward to that. And then, talking about repaints, we'll probably get more repaints in the R5-D4 and the 3-Pit Droid multipack, which is a Target exclusive. R5-D4, they've done previously in the Black Series line, but I'm hoping that they're using the new Astromech body for that. That would be nice. And then, of course, they've also done Pit Droids already in a multipack for Galaxy's Edge, so it's probably going to be the same sculpt, but very likely repainted. But my mantra is always repaints where it makes sense. And if they give us the Pit Droids the way they appeared in the Mandalorian TV show, which they have not done before in 6-inch, sure, why not? All right, and that's it for the Black Series 6-inch announcement. So let me go over it real quick one more time. Chopper, Ezra Bridger, Morok the Inquisitor, HK-87 in all red and black, Professor Hiang, and then Morgan Elspeth together with Hammerhead, and a multipack with R5-D4 and 3-Pit Droids. That's it for the Black Series line. So now let's talk about TVC, the Vintage Collection, the 3¾-inch line, and they showed off three figures from the Ahsoka TV show with Morgan Elspeth, which apparently has no accessories included. Maybe she does come with the Beskar staff, but none of the promo images that I've received had any images included that would show her using it. So the picture I see here of the carded figure, also, I don't think there's anything included here except for Morgan Elspeth herself. Then they're doing HK-87, the Assassin Droid, which looks really nice. But again, the paint application is bright red, like crayon color red, which I think looks really off. But maybe once we get a good look at the figure in person, maybe that'll feel different. But the promo images here, this looks like the paint application is off by quite a bit. And then they also showed Hera in her general outfit, or she now is General Hera Syndulla. Great looking figure. They did mention during the live stream that this is different from the one that's included with the Ghost vehicle. So this is based on the Ahsoka TV series and her likeness there. And so, yeah, it's a very different looking figure. And they did announce that this is going to be VC-300. So this is the 300th, or the official 300th figure or single carded figure in the Vintage Collection. So I think this is a good choice, although, they also announced Princess Leia as a pipeline reveal, and I think that many of us would have preferred Leia to be the 300th figure over Hera Syndulla, but, I don't really care about the numbering to begin with. So here it is, number 300, Hera Syndulla. So talking about pipelines, I just talked about Princess Leia. They're going to redo her completely. It's a newly sculpted version of her, so she's going to be out in 2024, which is cool. And they also announced that they'll do a chopper based on live-action Ahsoka. they are doing a Jango Fett figure in the deluxe line. I think that's going to make a lot of people happy that they're remaking that figure, because the TVC one that they've done previously, that is pretty outdated at this point. So I have fond memories about this figure when it came out, because they had the soft goods poncho, tons of accessories with the headgear and the blasters and the jetpack and all of that stuff. And I'm hoping that the deluxe figure will also include at least the same amount of accessories which they've packed in with the single carded release previously. So fingers crossed for that. But they announced that, and I think that's a really cool announcement. And Jango Fett, yeah, it's a cool guy. So anyways, next up for the pipeline reveals was Captain Rex, based on the Bad Batch. I would assume that's the one that also has the soft goods poncho, probably similar to the one that they've done in the Black Series line. They also announced Darth Vader from A New Hope. It's unclear if that's the Rogue One repack or what they're doing for the image on the card. They didn't have any details about that yet. They also mentioned that the Stormtrooper is going to be reissued on A New Hope card, which is great, because that is just a great figure overall. And then R2-D2 was also announced, but I'm unsure if he's based on the New Hope or something else, and if it's a newly sculpted version or not. So we'll find out soon, though. And then I've already talked about Leia. And the last two figures for TVC, which they announced, is a two-pack that's going to be exclusively available through the fan channel. And you guys know fan channel means specialty shops, which is mostly online shops like Entertainment Earth or some of the others out there. But it can also mean GameStop or even Best Buy. So where you will not find those two figures is at Walmart and Target stores, basically. And the two figures which they've announced is HK-87 and Jedi Revan, which is cool. I think those are going to be hot, and people are going to dig those, especially because we've already seen Darth Revan, so we can imagine what a repaint is going to look like. And then we've also seen HK-87 here today in this lineup, and I would imagine that that's a repaint of that. So basically two repaints, but again, if a repaint makes sense and gives us characters from different shows or specific scenes that we can set up in our displays, then yeah, by all means, repaint those figures and put them back out on different card backs. So all right, that's it for the Vintage Collection. So Vintage Collection saw more reveals today than Black Series and Retro, which is cool. And let me go back over it real quick and summarize all the figures that they announced. So first up was Morgan Elspeth, HK-87 droid from Ahsoka, Hera Syndulla, which is VC-300, plus a lot of pipeline reveals with Chopper based on live-action Ahsoka, a new Jango Fett in the deluxe line, a Captain Rex based on the Bad Batch, Darth Vader, a Stormtrooper re-release from A New Hope, R2-D2, and a newly sculpted Princess Leia in her white dress from A New Hope, plus the two figures from the fan channel with HK-87 and Jedi Revan. And that's it for the Vintage Collection. So before I wrap up this episode of GFT, just a quick word about the Ghost, because we have 8 days and 8 hours left approximately as I'm recording this, and we're standing at 11,800, and let me refresh real quick, we're standing at 11,836 backers. So we're close to 12,000, which means then we're short 2,000 to get Kanan, but I think that Kanan is definitely going to be unlocked in the last few days. And I'm not sure if it's going to be enough for Seb, but I'm hoping, of course, that we'll reach him. And fingers crossed. So I'm pretty sure that a lot of people are getting their paychecks, of course, on the first, and they're going to take the money and go straight to Hasbro Pulse to back the Ghost. I think a lot of people were just kind of waiting for that. So yeah, we'll see an uptick. Kind of smart of Hasbro to end the campaign close to the first when people are getting paid, So, yeah. One thing, though, before I go is I wanted you guys to take a look at some of the social media posts on the Galactic Figures page, specifically for Instagram, where I've been posting a lot more than usual lately. And that is the Jedi Council. And I was just going through some old images, and I found these images that I took like some 10, 15 years ago or something like that off the Jedi Council 3-packs that they did back then. And it made me think that even though I've always looked very fondly at that set, it just feels like it's completely outdated these days. And it was actually already outdated when they released it back then, because every 3-pack had the same background. Right, so they all look the same with the same ships on it, the same sunset image, and yeah, that's kind of weird. And then also, when you put that circle together off that Jedi Council, it is a 360-degree circle, which the Jedi Council wasn't, because you had to have a walkway to actually walk into the middle of the circle, and it kind of takes you back to that elevator that takes you downstairs, right? So I think, you know, a redo of the Jedi Council is overdue, and why not do something similar to what they've done with the Book of Boba Fett throne room, something in the $200, $225 price point. Because if you were to purchase those outdated, old-school Jedi Council 3-packs, you're looking at $300 to $400 on the aftermarket right now for those sets alone. So it'd be kind of nice to get, you know, the columns that go on the outside, to have it properly scaled, to get the proper seats, to get some of those Jedi figures updated so they can sit properly, have a roof on the whole thing. I think I would love to see that. So I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't think, you know, that this is a HasLab kind of thing, but I do think that if the Book of Boba Fett was successful for them, the throne room playset, there might be a market for a Jedi Council set. So I'm just throwing this out there. All right, so that's it though for this episode of the podcast. Thank you guys for listening, for all the press images, the press material and all that stuff. Go to galacticfigures.com, check the links in the podcast description. Take a look at what these figures really look like if you haven't seen them yet. And if you're going to pre-order any Star Wars action figures, please use the links found on the website, galacticfigures.com, or the ones that I put up on social media. It does help to pay for the server costs. It keeps the lights on, and I appreciate you supporting my efforts. And also, thank you so much for listening to me on Galactic Figure Talk. I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.